Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or simply to set up an assessment. Regardless, it's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
And today on our Primetime Newsmaker, as we've said throughout the morning, we are very happy to be joined to the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Annie Wilson, who is discussing the upcoming release of her new album Out on the Tallgrass Prairie. And first and foremost, Annie, good morning and welcome in to our Newsmaker segment. I got to say, this is a little strange for me calling her Annie Wilson. As I'm used to calling her Mrs. Wilson, but Miss Wilson, welcome into the morning show. That's right. Annie, before she was the accomplished musician, well, she was already an accomplished musician, but was actually one of my favorite teachers at Emporia High School when I was going through Emporia High, I believe my sophomore year. So excited to have you on here today.
You were one of my favorite students, Tegan.
Well,
lots of fun.
You don't have to lie. I've met me before, but I appreciate that nonetheless. This is very exciting. This new release of your album. Can you just talk a little bit about exactly what people can expect to hear? I mean, obviously, I know you're a bluegrass musician, but is there anything else in there that might take people by surprise?
Yeah, well, we're given the concert to debut the album. It's actually a double album with 32 songs, so we can't play all of them in the concert, but we're going to give a good sample and mainly just sharing songs that are about the Flint Hills. This is our fourth album in our Songs of the Flint Hills series, and like most of the songs in the past, it kind of focuses in two ways, partly on the land and plants and animals, the natural world of the Flint Hills, and then also about the people and the culture, the ranch life, and my goal is kind of to share with people the beauty of the land and the fascinating culture and hardworking people of the Flint Hills that I get to work with here on the ranch in Chase County.
Well, you mentioned the upcoming concert where you're going to get to kind of debut a lot of the songs on this album. When exactly is that taking place and where are you going to be performing at?
Okay, it's on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock and we'll be at Prairie Pastimes, which is a little gallery on the main street in Cottonwood Falls, which is called Broadway Street. It's at 220 Broadway, and the concert will probably go from about 3 till 4:30 or 5, and it's a really lovely little place to play. It's where we also have our Emma Chase Friday Night Music, which I help with, and it's just a great venue.
I've got to ask here about the album. How long did it take you to get all the music, basically, you know, from your brain to, you know, to the recording stage, and how does this build off of the other albums that you've crafted so far?
Well, yeah, good question. It's some of these songs were kind of left over from an album we did in 2019 and 2020, got cut short by the pandemic, and so there were some left over from that, and then a lot of these are just ones I've been working on for a long time, but it's been several years again since we recorded, and so just a bunch of them piled up in my head, and I get most of these ideas kind of out walking in the pasture with my dogs, and the thing that I realized from what happened with getting the last project cut short is kind of need to do things when you can do them. And I have a fantastic band now. My partners, Carl Reed and Derek Doty, are great musicians, and they were willing to do this. So we just started tackling, I think it was in October of year before last, because it did take us about a year and a half to get all this recording done for them to learn the brand new songs, but they're amazing. And I just give them these little simple little tunes and they turn them into something fancy with their instrumentals and harmonies and their creativity. Incredible collaborators, really.
Well, Ms. Wilson, I mentioned, obviously, the way that we knew each other, you were one of my English teachers, and I'm curious, does your background in English education and things like that, has that helped you with the writing process? Does it make it easier in any way, or is it a completely different beast when you're really focusing on writing music?
Well, it helps a lot, because I don't know if you remember, but when we studied poetry and we studied meter, I learned how important it is to have the rhythm of the language match the rhythm of the song. Mm. You can fudge a little bit, but you really have to get it pretty close. So what I learned from my teaching really has helped me in creating these lyrics and making them work with music.
What is it about the Flint Hills area that you've come to love? And what's, you know, you mentioned here about the kind of the individual inspirations for the music, but talk about the region as a whole. What kind of makes you stay here, and what gets you about this region that so inspires you?
Well, it's just one of the most beautiful places in the world. And I'm not sure if we all realize that, and sometimes we take it for granted, but it's all about place, the landscape, the wildlife, the flora and fauna, and again, all the people, the culture here, the small town culture is so beautiful, and I try to kind of share that with some of my songs. We have a song about Country Wave, and that's about how, you know, when you're out on the back road in the Flint Hills, you wave at every car you go by, even though truck usually, even if you don't know them. And that's just the type of community that we have here. Have a song about cooking for the crew. That's when we would cook for the cowboys who help us round up cattle. That's always a real fun time. I have a song about a really sweet neighbor lady of ours who used to take baby chicks to the nursing home for the older ladies to hold and remember their flocks of chickens that they had when they were young and out on the farm. And there's just such a beauty and richness and to this culture and of the land. I mean, the Flint Hills landscapes are incomparable. There's just nothing like them.
Annie Wilson joining us, talking about her new album coming out on the Tall Grass Prairie, the big concert, which is coming up Sunday afternoon at Prairie Pastimes in Cottonwood Falls. Talk a little bit about the musicians that helped to make this, to really flesh out your vision. Who's on the album with you, and when does the album come out?
Well, actually, the album is out, and I might mention that I have copies available online, also in Cottonwood Falls, and also on all the the major streaming services, Spotify and Amazon and Apple, so it's pretty easy to get to. Also, we have a website, tallgrassexpress.com, where you can order either a physical album or a download. And the music, again, my partners are Carl Reed, who lives in Manhattan, and he joined the band in 2009. He plays the guitar better than I do, but he basically mostly plays the bass and harmonica. And he is a guy that can play the bass and harmonica and sing all in the same song. I have no idea how he does it, but he's an incredible musician, also a great songwriter, and he helps a whole lot when we're putting the songs together. And then my other partner is Derek Doty, who also lives up in Manhattan. He's given some talks, I think, recently in Emporia about the history of Kansas music. He's quite a scholar and a true musician. He gives music lessons. He organizes dances, traditional dances. But basically, he's an incredible instrumentalist on fiddle, mandolin, and banjo. And he's anyway, pretty fascinating folks, and I am so lucky to work with them.
Okay, well, I tell you what, this is going to be a fun listen for folks. It's called Out on the Tall Grass Prairie, already out now on Spotify, Amazon, and however you typically find music these days, it's available here for you. Do you have it on vinyl? I have to ask that. I'm becoming
I'm sorry,
a vinyl.
What?
Do you have it on vinyl? I have to ask because I'm a vinyl aficionado.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to have to get my daughter to download it then.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it's good to have you on here, Annie. And what else do you have as far as your schedule is concerned? You have mentioned here about this weekend. What else is your where else is your performing schedule going to be taking you here over the next few months?
Well, let's see. We've got we're going to play at the Symphony in the Flint Hills, which we've done every year, and I think we're going to do River Suite in Cottonwood Falls, and that's the night before the symphony. That's in the planning stages. We have a concert in Little Hartford. I think that's on June 23rd. We'll be doing Day of the Cowboy in July. We also, one thing I might mention, September the 8th at Pioneer Bluffs, Center for Ranching Heritage down there at Matfield Green, we're going to have a special 20th anniversary of Tallgrass Express concert. And so I hope people will save that date, September 8th, and we'll have a reunion of some of the old band members and have a little concert and basically just a party down there on the ranch at Matfield Green, Pioneer Bluffs.
Sounds good. Well, encourage people to listen into the album and to see you on Sunday over at Prairie Pastimes. Annie, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here with us.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all you guys do for our community. We all appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And again, it's a pleasure to get to talk with you and a pleasure to see you succeeding so well. And though it's not in the classroom, which breaks my heart, I am so happy to see you going out and doing such great things with one of your passions, Ms. Wilson. It's great to talk to you.
Okay, thanks so much, Dagan.
Thank you. That is Annie Wilson. Still hard for me to say that.
I can imagine.
It's hard to break that habit, but Annie Wilson joining us here today on our Primetime Newsmaker again. Her concert will go from 3 to 4:30 p.m. this Sunday at Prairie Pastimes in Cottonwood Falls. She has copies of her new album out now online. You can visit tallgrassexpress.com as well for more information on that. The album out on the Tallgrass Prairie, certainly going to be a good listen for everyone, Chuck.
You're here. I want to let you know that we do have newsmakers taken all the way through Monday of next week, and we also have scattered newsmakers already claimed right now basically to close out the month of March. So if you have an event or activity you want highlighted, best to get on with us now, or at least call us now so you can get on the schedule for later in the month. 620-342-1400, and you can always email us kvue@kvue.com as well. Our newsmaker guests tomorrow are Andy Battenfield and Tara Latimer talking about the Village School Cornhole event, which is on the schedule for Saturday, March 30th.
That'll be exciting stuff to talk about as well. Our Primetime Newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KBOE now 7:32 in with your check of the local forecast from the TV13 weather team. Here's Doug Myers.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with the latest forecast heading into this Tuesday with the first day of